You don't have to be selling to be protecting your future business, but you should be serving in any capacity that you can.
Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a seven-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast. This season we've suddenly been thrown into is straight up heavy. It's brought a lot of uncertainty and devastation, and things are shifting so rapidly. Businesses have bolted doors, schools have been canceled for the remainder of the year, and people who make a living off of hourly work are wondering when's the next time they'll be able to meet with clients or offer their services or even just make a living again. It's absolute turmoil and completely heartbreaking, from the chaos and panic of a quickly spreading and deadly illness to the impact this disease has already had on business owners and families everywhere. And it's equally frightening that no one saw it coming and no one knows when things will finally take the upswing. With the arrival and consequences of coronavirus, it's natural to feel unease and to question what steps you can be taking today to help you survive this season. And let me say up front, I have never been forced to stare my privilege in the face so fully until all of this started unfolding. I am so grateful to have an online business, a remote team, a nest egg to lean on. I have so much and I've worked so hard to have it. And so now I really do feel like it's my personal responsibility to get resources into your hands to just very simply help in any way that I can. Things are hard and scary, and there are more unknowns than knowns for business owners and Americans right now. So I'm going to do my best to equip you with the ideas and steps so that you can take action to protect what you've built and to get your business through this slump. We know entrepreneurship comes with high highs and low lows, but this is a massive unexpected hit that's left many wondering, what do I do? How can I save my business? My brain literally has not stopped running since all of this began, and social distancing became so widespread because I know that while people aren't allowed to be around each other right now, they do want to help. You can survive this, and you can move forward even when things seem and feel frozen in space. I have had many waiting seasons in my personal and business life, and I can tell you that time is a resource that can help you pivot and grow and expand the most. So while I hate the circumstance, my hope is that you take this time and space to breathe again, dream again, and put steps into motion to keep this thing running well after we've made it through this challenging season. I know that this might just be survival mode. I know that your kids are home and you're trying to learn how to work from home simultaneously while your spouse is in the other room on a conference call. I know that it's chaos and scary. I know that you're double checking and refreshing your banking account. I know that you're wondering what's going to happen with these contracts that are sitting in limbo. I know that this is a stressful time. And so today, my only job is to show up and give you action items and tangible steps and things that you can be doing to know that you are doing everything you can to not just survive this season, but to come out thriving. So let's dive on into the steps to take right now to keep your business flourishing now and next week and next year and beyond. Are you with me? Let's dive on in. Hey, real quick, I created a free 10-page guide to help you survive this strange, unprecedented season of entrepreneurship. The Small Business Survival Guide gives tangible, actionable steps for you to take based on your business type. It includes 30 ideas for Instagram posts, gives templates to help you communicate, and so much more. Get the free guide at jennakutcher.com/smallbizsurvival. That's jennakutcher.com/smallbizsurvival. Now more than ever is the best time to start your email list. Are you up for a challenge? I built out a free mini course to take your list from zero to 250 subscribers, templates and tech all included. Sign up at listbuildchallenge.com. That's listbuildchallenge.com. Let's first talk about what every single business owner out there can be doing to stay afloat and to ride this wave of uncertainty until things go back to normal. So, number one, find some sort of community. Whenever seasons of unknown hit, it's easy to feel isolated and overwhelmed, but that means it is all the more important to find safe spaces to connect, to vent, to ask questions as a gentle reminder of what it is that you do and who you serve so that when things pick up again, you are front of mind. Number three, update your material. So many entrepreneurs are normally so busy producing or offering that main service or product that your business revolves around that they never get to update all the other things, those less important things in their business that can be absolutely detrimental to their success. Use this quieter period of time to update your website, your portfolio, your customer relationship management system, your contracts, your email templates, your copy. This is a beautiful time for a refresh. All the things. There are so many valuable places your time can go to prepare you for when things get busy again, and they will get busy again. And so you want to make sure that if there are sticking points in your brand, if I were to ask you, what's your website? And you're like, no, Jenna, don't look at my website. Just go find me on Instagram. That's more current. Maybe now is a good time to update your website. Once things start picking back up, people are going to be typing in that Google search bar looking for you. And I want to make sure that when they find you, it is the best version of you on the internet. Number four is something I'm wildly passionate about: building workflows. So many times entrepreneurs are surviving on steps they figured out or piecemealed together along the way. But what if you looked at your processes and created standard operating procedures or SOPs or simple workflows for you or your team to follow, execute, and give each and every client and customer a great experience? Don't worry, this doesn't have to be complicated. It's just simply listing the smaller steps you take to complete one larger task in your business and how to keep that task regimented and uniform. Just start with one simple process and then build up from there. Building out workflows now is going to save you so much pain in the future. It's going to help support you when things pick up and get busy again. And so creating just simple systems is going to be a lifesaver and save you so much brain space. Now, you might be wondering, how the heck do I show up for my people when you're not even sure what's in store for your business right now? And I know, I get it. There's something super strange about posting on something that feels so trivial as social media during a worldwide crisis. But in the midst of this chaos, small businesses like yours still need fuel to run. And that takes awareness and intention from you as much as your people. Which means it's your personal responsibility to keep them in the loop regarding what you need in order to continue to serve them well. So how do we do that? By keeping your audience informed with real-time updates and asks on social media. Let me give you a quick example. We've been looking in our small town here, ways that we can support small businesses. And we've been searching for their social media handles to get current updates as to what's going on. Are the restaurants still open? Is there curbside delivery? Are they totally shut down? Can we purchase a gift card? This is not a time to shy away and be silent. So if you have no clue what to post right now, I have three ideas for you to get started. The first, simply sharing honest updates on how your business is doing, how your products or services are available to clients and customers, what your plan is for the time being, and how you commit to showing up for your audience in this season. Don't be afraid to show the behind the scenes and let people in. Remember, humans are looking for connection in this isolation, so keeping it real will likely serve you so well. Next, ask your people for support by sharing the ways those that are able to can lend a helping hand. Do you have gift cards available? Do you have specific products or services that would be especially helpful during this time? Would it be helpful for people to leave positive reviews until things are up and running normally again? Don't be afraid to ask for what you need, because that's what will keep the people who care about your business informed and aware of what to do for you. Give exact, tangible action items for those waiting in the wings and that are willing to help. And finally, share encouragement and free value by simply showing up as you. How are you handling this shakeup, truly?
What takeaways or perspective shifts are you personally experiencing? Are you realizing things that would be valuable to share, or do you have tips for others experiencing anxiety or fear? Giving away value will show people that you care and will help you to continue building a strong foundation of realness and trust with your audience. This is a time to add value, to paint yourself as an expert, to position yourself for when things heat up again. You don't have to be selling to be protecting your future business, but you should be serving in any capacity that you can. If you're still stuck in unsure of what in the world to post right now, remember that most people are just craving some sort of normalcy. I created a full-on small business survival guide for this weird and scary time where I shared social media and client email templates to personalize and use to talk to your people right now. And I also shared a month of social media post inspiration to revive your creative juices in a time where it just doesn't feel supernatural to be creative. You can download this free survival guide with my templates and post inspiration at jennakutcher.com/smallbizsurvival. That's jennakutcher.com/smallbizsurvival. Now, I bet you're wondering, okay, what do I do right now based on my type of business? And maybe you're thinking, well, that's great, but how can I take action beyond just posting on social media? I'm so glad you asked, because there are so many ways for you to be taking small steps to protect and to prepare your business for these next few months. And I'm going to break it down for you based on whether you run a service-based, a product-based, or an online business. Even though things are uncertain for the time being, they'll likely pick up again. And when they do, you'll want to be ready and primed to leap into action. Let's run through a quick checklist, and don't worry, you can definitely jot these action items down, but you don't have to. You can find them inside that same small business survival guide that I mentioned just a minute ago. I'm going to list for you the top 5 things you can do right now based on the type of business that you run, but there are even more ideas in that free survival guide. I'll also make sure it's linked in the show notes, but as a reminder, it's just jennakutcher.com/smallbizsurvival. That's where you can grab it. So let's kick things off with service-based businesses. Start working on these things to prepare for the busy season that's on its way once this is all over. Number one, update your website and offers, since so many service-based businesses get caught up in providing their service that their materials are not up to date or reflective of your current brand or the work that you want to be doing. Number two, reach out to your clients to provide info, education, and insight about what's currently going on. They likely have a ton of questions, so try to answer them before they can even ask them, and position yourself as an expert in your field and a caring vendor or friend. Number three, create the structure and systems necessary for you to be able to manage a workload for when it gets busy again. And guess what? It's going to get busy again. So what can you do now to prepare for then so that you don't burn out when things pick back up? Number four, work on pricing guides, email templates, and delivery methods to create streamlined and epic experiences for every single client. One thing that service-based businesses forget often is that the selling point is you and the experience that only you can offer. So how are you kicking that experience off, and what is every single touch point that a client will go through from start to finish? What can you refine? What can you beautify? What can you simplify? What can you turn into a template? Work on that. And number five, publish content that will be helpful for your ideal clients in this season. What questions do they have? What are they Googling? What are they searching for? Create content that serves them, meets them where they're at, and publish it. And bonus points, if you can work ahead and batch create so that you have content to be sharing when things get busy again. There is no better feeling than working ahead and knowing that you have the resources that you need to be sharing when things are too busy for you to be creating them. As for product-based businesses, I know this time can be so hard when you aren't able to rely on regular foot traffic to drive your sales. It's totally scary and overwhelming, so I hope these ideas help keep cash flow coming in while interactions are limited. Number one, if your products aren't available online, let this be your first priority. Create a pop-up shop or even a curated look at your best sellers available online. There are so many ways you can do this so simply. Jump on Shopify or Squarespace, even share your products on Facebook and PayPal invoices, whatever it takes to get your products visible and in front of people on the internet and a way for you to collect money. Number two, create a way for people to purchase gift cards to be used in the future. Make sure gift cards are easily available online and simple for people to purchase. And then share about this option on social media so the public knows that they can support you in this way and express how important it is for you to keep cash flow in to keep the lights on so that when all this ends, you are still open. You are still a part of the community. Number three, take time to run your data and numbers. So often we are not digging into our numbers, our analytics. I want for you to be able to see which products are the biggest needle movers and to push those. Information is power, my friend. So make sure that as you are in this lull, you're digging into the numbers so you know what is actually moving the needle the most and putting all of your energy and time behind that. Whoa, what a season we're in right now. Before I say anything else, let's all release the tension in our shoulders and exhale the breath that we've been holding in. Okay, are you with me? I've been up every night and early every morning jotting down ideas and configuring new ways to help you because you have new problems to solve and because I simply love supporting you. So this is my little moment with you to help you do exactly that. Just solve some of your problems. Move into a place where you can see hope and clarity again. I created an entirely free 10-page guide to help you survive this season, and it gives tangible, actionable steps for you to take by business type. It includes 30 ideas for Instagram posts. It gives templates to help you communicate and so much more. Get this free guide at jennakutcher.com/smallbizsurvival. We are all in this together, just like they sang in High School Musical. So get the 10-page Small Business Survival Guide at jennakutcher.com/smallbizsurvival. I know, things are crazy and unpredictable, which is actually why now is the best time to start your email list. If you've been wishing you had a way to reach your clients, your paying customers and fans with important information at the click of a button and without having to worry about algorithms, then this is for you. Are you up for a challenge? I built out a free mini course with templates ready and tech taken care of that will lead you through a 5-day workshop to take your list from 0 to 250 subscribers. In a time where there's a lot of uncertainty, you can be directly speaking to your people via their inboxes and offering up your services, resources, and the support that they need right now. Can you commit just 4% of this week to getting yourself results and following through? That's literally 1 hour a day, Monday to Friday, for 1 week to get big results. Are you ready? Sign up for free at listbuildchallenge.com. That's listbuildchallenge.com for my free email list building challenge. I'll see you on the inside. Number four, reach out to your customer database to keep them in the know and to let them know how they can best support you. Give them tangible takeaways so that they know exactly what is helpful for you. And number five, start or grow your email list. If you don't have a list of your customers that you can quickly communicate with, this is your time to build that and shine. Focus on nurturing this list. I have a free 5-day email list building workshop that you can take right now. It's literally a mini course with step-by-step, shows you the tech. It gets you up and running. So you can find that at listbuildchallenge.com. It's an incredible resource. Over 20,000 people have already taken it, and it will help you get your email list up and running, which is a huge win for product-based companies. And finally, let me talk to my online business babes. As your sister in this online endeavor, I bet that you are feeling immense gratitude right now, but that doesn't mean that we should be stagnant right now. Here's how you can show up for your people. Number one, serve, and serve some more. This is your moment to become a resource and to shine for those who are looking to you for leadership, encouragement, and education. How can you show up for a community that likely needs you right now? Number two, let people behind the scenes, because for many of us online biz folks, working from home is an everyday occurrence, and most of America is getting a peek into our daily lives right now. Share your reality, tips, things you've uncovered, tricks, whatever it is to help others feel less alone. Number three, educate on what you do, why you do it, and what you're passionate about. People may not be buying as much right now, but they are seeking information and distraction online, and you can certainly use this to leverage and grow your community so that when things pick up, people are ready to make purchasing decisions with you. Number four, refine and hone your skills. And if you have time, brush up on your own knowledge or expertise with an online learning, whatever that looks like, free or paid, because now when things are a little slower and quieter is the perfect time. I want for you to be obsessed with your personal growth. This is how we continue to grow and evolve and thrive as an online company. And number five, refresh your online presence by updating your brand, your information, copy, images, and materials. Are there areas to improve? Is everything current? There is no better time for a facelift than right now. We are literally digging into the nitty-gritty analytics. We're refining systems. We're pausing promotions, and we're just figuring out our next step forward. But we're really taking this time to just refresh things and dive into the projects that have kind of been on the back burner for a while. Now, with seasons of unknown, there's inevitable worry about what's to come. But one thing I know about small business owners is the love and respect that we have for others on this quest. So many of us are wondering, how can we rally around others on parallel paths to ours? And how can we all come out of this together? I want to share just a few quick ways that Drew and I have been really focusing on small business survival. And we're so blessed because we have the means to do this. But here are a few examples of just ways I've been trying to support the community. And maybe this will inspire you to take some sort of action. So I texted our hairstylist, the girl that waxes my eyebrows. I just said, hey, checking in on you from a cash flow perspective. I know so many people are likely canceling their appointments. Would it be helpful if I just paid for my services for the rest of the year right now to just help keep cash coming in so that they can pay things like rent and electricity? Yes, that was super helpful. We ended up shopping at a local shop and just doing an online order. I literally had her FaceTime me the shop and I picked out items for her to ship out to a loved one. She even filled out the card and then signed it. This is me because of quarantine. Jenna told me what to write. You can have fun with this, guys, but we've got to get creative. We've also made donations to different organizations. We've been dining and getting takeout from our local restaurants as long as they're open and buying gift cards for future meals there. There are so many different ways that you can support one another and just ask entrepreneurs, how can I show up for you? I've texted so many of my friends like, is this helpful? Is this hurtful? Can I share about your product? Do you have the bandwidth to ship it out right now? And so there are just so many ways we can rally, okay? So if you are looking for ways to give back and have the means, time, or energy to show up for your fellow business owners, even in small ways, it can totally be mountain moving. Like, we aren't meant to fix everything, but we can move instrumentally in the littlest of ways to help others make it through trying times. Simply check in on each other. Check in on other entrepreneurs that you know who are probably nervous or straight up frantic right about now. Ask them, how are you doing? And see if there's any way that you can be there for them in this isolating time. Consider featuring other small businesses on your platforms to support them virtually or celebrate others on this walk. Buy gift cards, leave online reviews, see if you can support the independent contractors who make your life better. I've just been thinking about all of these people who make our lives easier, and we're so blessed to have the means to be able to support monetarily. We're so appreciative of everyone's efforts and existence. And so however you are able to show up in this season, any type of action is huge for these entrepreneurs and small business owners in your area. There are also so many nonprofits that survive on fundraising events that have been canceled for the foreseeable future. So if you're able to pick 1 to 5 companies or nonprofits that are close to your heart and give whatever you can, just think about the difference that we can make if we all band together and gave even just a little bit. This sort of action can be absolutely life-giving. If I know one thing, it is that entrepreneurs are the most resilient human beings I know. And while this crisis affects every single one of us. I believe in the grit and the tenacity that comes with humans who are wildly passionate about what they do and who they serve. Now, I don't have a crystal ball, but I do cling tightly to a belief that things will turn around. And when they do, entrepreneurs will likely be in high demand to fulfill the specific needs of a world that has been in waiting. It's hard to know how and where we should be spending our time right now, but I want to encourage you to spend what you can building out systems that will support you when things pick back up again and when you find yourself in the busyness of being in business. The best advice I've gotten in this season is don't be so busy falling in love with your product or service that you forget to fall in love with your customer. So get obsessed with adding value that people cannot ignore and can't help but fall right back in love with you and become a fan and customer for life. The best way to increase your value in this downtime is by improving your systems, improving your skill, improving your strategies, improving your mindset. Focus on ways that you can tangibly improve and better yourself. I know this is painful. I know that we had no warning. I know some days it feels downright impossible, but you are not alone. You are not alone. And I am here cheering you on every single step of the way. Continue the fight. Continue the work that you've started and sustained thus far, and continue to hold fast to the faith that you won't just survive this season, but that you will soon thrive. You are in my heart, and I am rooting for you with every cell of my being. You've got this. Keep on going. You can do hard things. Until next time, gold diggers, keep on digging your biggest goals. We've got this.
I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for gold diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com.